Wipro's Azim Premji turns down Karnataka CM's request for access road via Wipro campus.
NPCI revamps credit on UPI line to boost adoption.
Karnataka High Court sends a warning to the state government on bike taxi ban.
AI deals boost Accenture growth, revenue up 7% to $17.6 billion.
And California Burrito wraps 120 crore funding round.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates Monday through Friday. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's take a look at the big breaking story that's just coming in. Bengaluru's infamous outer ring road is in news again. Well, Wipro's founder chairman Azim Premji has turned down Karnataka Chief Minister Siddaramaiah's proposal to allow road access through the company's Sarjapur campus to ease congestion on the ORR.
Yes, Chandra, this was quite the exchange of letters. The Chief Minister wrote to Premji on September 19th suggesting limited vehicular movement through the Wipro campus, which could reduce peak hour traffic by nearly 30%.
But Azim Premji, in his response today, said the problem is way too complex for a single point fix, or as he put it, there is no silver bullet. Instead, he's suggesting a world-class study on urban transport, and Wipro is even willing to underwrite a big chunk of that cost.
He also pointed out significant legal, governance and statutory challenges if the campus were to open its gates. So for now, that means commuters on ORR, especially near Ibalo Junction, will still have to battle it out without a shortcut.
And Bhavya, remember, Wipro's campuses are also located within a special economic zone. So, allowing public access through the campus was always going to be an impossible solution. So we'll have to wait and see how the government navigates this, because they are clearly under pressure from founders, from entrepreneurs, from civil society at large to fix the traffic mess in Bengaluru. Well, moving away from Bangalore to the world of fintech, UPI, as we all know, is everywhere, at tea stalls, kirana shops, even temples. And now we see RuPay credit cards linked to UPI have also taken off.
But one product that didn't take off seems to be credit line on UPI. But there's a fresh push though. NPCI, which runs UPI, has redesigned the model. Now, fintechs like Paytm, BharatPay and Navi will roll out credit on UPI at the Global Fintech Fest next month.
So what's different this time around? Well, under this model, fintechs will partner with banks, acquire customers and even handle collections. The new incentive structure means apps can earn better commissions than the previous 0.2% per transaction model.
Yes, unlike before, like you said, Chandra, credit on UPI will only work for merchant UPI transactions, not for peer-to-peer now. So the hope is that fintechs will get stronger incentives and banks stepping back a little. This model can finally find its footing.
Let's talk Accenture next. The IT services giant just wrapped up its fourth quarter with revenues of $17.6 billion. That's a 7% year-on-year growth and higher than what analysts expected.
Yes, bookings were also strong at $21.3 billion. What really stands out is the Gen AI side, $1.8 billion in AI-related bookings for the quarter, up from nearly $1.5 billion in the previous one.
So for the full year, revenues touched $69.7 billion, with adjusted earnings per share up 8%. Accenture is guiding for 2 to 5% revenue growth in FY26. Bhavya, I think we'll also have to wait and see what they say on the whole H-1B visa issue, because India has one of their largest campuses. They are one of the largest IT employers in India. So what's their commentary going to be on that? Maybe it will come up in the earnings call and we will be tracking it closely. Now back to Bangalore, where the Karnataka High Court has pulled up the state government over its ban on bike taxis.
Yes, the court has warned it might stay the ban altogether because the government hasn't come up with a proper policy despite being given 4 weeks' time.
So the government has introduced the Gig Workers Act, which allows two-wheelers for deliveries, but not specifically for passenger bike taxis. So the court basically said, look, we gave you time, but instead of a policy, you brought in another law. So and now Rapido, Ola and Uber drivers are caught in the middle.
Yes, the next steps depend on whether the government finally frames a clear policy. Until then, the status of bike taxis in Bengaluru again remains in a limbo. Let's wrap up with some funding news today. California Burrito has raised about 120 crore rupees in its largest funding round so far, led by Elevation Capital.
Bhavya, I wonder if you said rap, was it, you know, pun intended, unintended?
Totally.
Because that's one of California Burrito's signature dishes. But burritos, nachos, tacos, quesadillas, all getting a capital boost. The company plans to expand from 110 stores to around 140 by March 2026. And Bhavya, when we published the story this morning, one question that kept coming up from readers was, when are they going to open in Mumbai? Because California Burrito still hasn't set foot in Mumbai, possibly because of the really high real estate costs there.
That's right. So the money, as we hear, will go into hiring top executives, including from big chains like KFC. So for context, California Burrito's revenue is about 200 crore rupees, with 60% of it coming from Swiggy and Zomato orders.
And yes, there is a Zoho connection here. Kumar Vembu, brother of Zoho founder Sridhar Vembu, is a key stakeholder and investor in the company. So the next time you grab that burrito bowl, know that venture capital is paying for those extra jalapenos.
Right. That's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today.
Thank you, listeners. Tune in to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Chandra and Bhavya signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.